B'tachan for Life, Shir 1171, Sunday, Parshas Pekudei. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for a specific Yeshua. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send him a Yeshua Bekariv, and he should be Zeiche to Brocha and Atzlacha. We are explaining a tool to be able to internalize the Rabbeinu Shalom's might. And we explained on Erev Shabbos that the way a person can do it is by seeing and internalizing Mikoyleis Mayim Rabim Adir Mishbereyam. Then you deduce from there Adir Bamarim Hashem. And the truth is, Rabbi Avigdor Miller points out, there's really another way to do it. It's essentially the same way, but it's a different method of utilizing the same tool. And we can actually base it on a pasuk that we said today in the Shir Shel Yoim of Yoim Rishon, Lashem Haaretz Umalaya Tevel V'Yoishveva. We internalize that everything we see comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller points out that this world is so vast, if you look into space, it's infinite, it's endless. Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom have to create such a massive world? If you live down here, you won't see it. If you just look around at your block, you won't see it. But if you look at the sky and you think about space, you try to study how far and how vast it is. It's unbelievable. Why did Rabbeinu Shalom have to create so much? What's the purpose of it all? And Rabbi Avigdor Miller explains the purpose is to give us a glimpse into the vast might of the Rabbeinu Shalom. When a person sees how large, how infinite, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrated in the creation of all the planets and the trillions of stars, the endless vastness of space, it's unbelievable. It was all created by the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the message is for us to feel the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because as we said, Emunah, Bitachin, every area of Avodas Hashem is built on this concept of feeling Adir Bamarim Hashem. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this massive world with endless creations. It's endless if you study it. The purpose of it all is to realize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize Morabu Masecho Hashem. To realize how great and how vast are the actions of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then obviously, subsequently, to internalize the vast might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We'll never fully understand the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we look around at the vast, massive world, that is a small glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite might. So it's a similar tool, it's the same concept. But it's a different way of looking at it. You don't just have to see something that's powerful. When you study the enormous creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how vast it is, you also internalize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.